FM with Laura Fox
podcast. Now, do you fancy getting fit, but you can't face the cost or the stress of walking into the gym? Well, listen up, because you don't need to get bent into a pair of leggings or shouted at in a spin class. There are loads of ways to get in good nick in the comfort of your own home. And with me now to talk about some simple and free ways to get in shape is former rugby pro and now Chargers physiotherapist and online fitness coach, it's Gary Brown. You're very welcome along to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. We were doing a lot of talking about the home workouts and stuff just off air, and we will give everybody else tips and stuff like that as well. But home fitness tips, right? Before we even get into working out at home, how important is it to warm up first?
Okay, so it depends on really what you're doing. Yeah. I mean, if you're at home and you're just doing bodyweight workouts, warm up isn't that essential. It's not that important. If you've got equipment and stuff, you want to get the body warmed up. But in general, you just want to get your core temperature up so your actual body temperature feels warm. And chances are at home, you already have that. And then when you're actually looking at the exercise you're about to do, it's just important to get through the ranges of motion. So if you're going to do a squat or a lunge, that you do it nice and slowly before you start putting some intensity and effort into it. So it's not that important. It's just, it depends on the type of exercise you're doing. If you're doing more intense stuff, you want to get yourself.
I think let's just tell everyone it is important, because I'm like, you told me this and I'm like, great, I never need to stretch again. Yeah. But let's say if I'm going to, like, as you said there, do some lunges or do some squats and I'm going to be doing them at weights, should I realistically be doing body weight ones first just to get myself ready?
Exactly. Yeah, you just want to get through the range of motion. Just do a few reps and just feel ready. Warming up is as much mental as it is physical. It's getting the mind ready to do something uncomfortable as well. Just making sure that you're primed and ready to go. But it's when it comes to stretching and things like that, that's more when we look at stretching, we look at like static stretching versus dynamic stretching. When you're warming up, you want to do like dynamic stretching. That's where you're actually doing movements like squats and lunges nice and easy, nice and slowly, as opposed to, let's say, static stretching, which is just holding a stretch for a certain period of time, which you're better off doing in isolation, let's say when you're watching TV or you might be on a work call and you can get some stretching done.
There we go. You see, we love double jobbing, especially for everyone. We have a lot of people who are on the show here who are working from home 2 or 3 days a week, so they could set that aside if they've got a long work call that they're not really don't have the camera on for.
Yeah, if the camera's off and you don't really need to be involved in the conversation, just get off the chair and do some stretching.
You have very helpfully got these up on your YouTube channel. So how can people find that? Where are they going?
Yeah, so the handle is at Gary Brown Training.
Okay.
So that's YouTube channel that I just put up a lot of videos on, everything from home workouts. Those home workouts will have equipment or they don't have equipment. Stuff you can do, let's say, with cans of beans or bottles and things like that, which is easy because some people don't have equipment. There's also stuff like flexibility, mobility routines in there. Also, a lot of people have foam rollers, don't know what to do with them. So there's a foam roll routine
in
there.
There's a foam roller in everyone's house.
Everywhere, yeah. And it's great furniture,
It sits beside my telly. Permanently. Yeah. I never know how to use it or what to do with it.
So I did a video on that as well, just to try and help people to get going with it. And then there's kind of specific strength exercise in there and how to trying to get people to understand how to do them technically correct. Because once you get them down, it's like exercise like any skill.
Yeah.
Practice it over and over, you get it down, you're good with it. You can start adding load and progressing it. So it's just to try and put up videos that people will find helpful or need.
Talk to me there, because you mentioned a tin of beans. So up on your YouTube channel, like, if people were trying to do arm workouts, would you have something that you could do for weights and then something without weights, like stuff that is already in your press, like even bottles of water?
So on the YouTube channel, there's a full workout with two bottles of liter and a half bottles of water, where you do a full complex. You do one exercise after the other. It's doing lower body, upper body. And then if you've got dumbbells, you can do the exact same movements with the dumbbells. But you just want to try and give yourself some extra resistance without going out and forking out money on dumbbells. So there's plenty in there that you can do with body weight alone or with just a little bit of extra weight.
For anyone who might hate leg day, you either love it or you loathe it. There's no in between. What exercises can you do at home to get your lower body moving?
Yeah, at home, we're probably, when it comes to upper body versus lower body, at home, lower body is probably easier to do because we have more variety of exercise, selection of exercises. So squatting is probably your best bang for your buck exercise in terms of loading the legs, but also challenges the core, the abdominal muscles as well. We can also do like lunges. You can do forward lunges, backward lunges, lateral or sideways lunges. Mm-hmm. If you've got stairs in your house, you can use the first two steps and do step ups. You can also use the stairs to walk up them two steps at a time. Wander back down, repeat that.
It's like putting the washing away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Going up and down the stairs.
Yeah, bring the washing upstairs, walk back down, repeat. It's just kind of looking around your house and being creative as well. You can use the stairs for sprint work as well. You can sprint up the stairs, wander back down, do that a few times. You got yourself an intense workout.
Yeah.
So yeah, with the lower body, we have more of a selection of exercise, but definitely squats. If you don't like squatting or you've got any sort of knee niggles or anything like that, you can do a wall squat where you just lean back against the wall, slide yourself down to where your thighs are sort of parallel to the floor and hold out there. That's a tough exercise.
That
you feel
is,
that on the legs
sorry,
pretty
that
quickly.
Is one of the challenges for Ireland's Fittest Family. Like, that's how tough that is.
It is. It's a tough exercise. Yeah.
It's not easy.
It's not. No.
Yeah, but you can build it up over time
exactly.
as well.
Yeah, yeah. You can build it up.
Myself and yourself were talking off air because I was telling you how I was chatting to Africa Connell on the breakfast show this morning. She was saying how she went home, she blitzed her kitchen, did her freezer and all that instead of doing a workout. But you agreed with me as well that, like, blitzing your house and doing a deep clean is as good a workout as any.
Absolutely. We burn a lot of calories. We burn calories different ways throughout the day. The main way we burn our calories is our metabolic rate, just from keeping the lights on in our brain and body.
Yeah.
So that takes a big chunk of our calories. Then we have non-exercise activity thermogenesis, which is a real fancy term for saying moving about.
Yeah.
So we sit here and we move our arms, we fidget, we move our fingers. That's all burning calories. Then there's exercise. So if we just try and think about ways around the house where we can actually get moving, so getting through the kitchen, doing stuff in the kitchen, then moving into the bedrooms, doing stuff in the bedrooms, that accumulates a lot of burned calories. So it is exercise in a sense if we look at it that way. And then you just want a small bit of your exercise slice dedicated to maybe some upper body, lower body exercises, you know, but you can combine them together. You can do a couple of squats and push-ups, and on your rest, go into the kitchen, tidy up a bit and come back in and repeat.
Two bits and bobs.
Yeah.
I think for anyone as well who might be a little bit nervous about going to a gym for the first time, like starting to get comfortable and work out at home in the comfort of your own house, like getting yourself in the morning and getting it done before you get to work, like you do feel a little bit better about yourself and it gives you more confidence. Like that's how I felt during lockdown. Like I worked out loads and then once we were kind of able to go back to the gym again, I was like, okay, I'm ready now to interact with people again.
Yeah.
Like I'm good to go. But there is something for everyone.
Definitely, yeah. Like, and I think we got to look at exercise as, like, there's a dose and response to exercise, like there is medicine. So we give our body a dose of something, whether it's you're going out running, or you're on a bike, or whether you're lifting weights, or just doing simple bodyweight exercise at home. You want to give yourself the right dose, like you would with a medicine, and then you want to see how you respond to it. So that's really important, is the response. So how do you respond when you're actually doing the exercise? Mm-hmm. How do you respond afterwards? And how do you respond the day and 2 days after? Because sometimes if you give yourself, your body, a heavy dose of exercise for the first time, you can't lift your arms the next day or you're walking strangely for 2 days. So it's important to get that dose right. And if we give our body too much of a dose, we can actually scare ourselves off exercise. You know, if you're getting ready for a marathon, you don't just go out and try and run a marathon the very first day. You build it up. It's the same with stuff at home.
Yeah.
Just start off, pick a few exercises that you might even like doing, that ones you've done in the past, you feel confident with. Start there and then just build on that as time goes on.
What are some home tests then? Like if you're talking about like these, like, you know, making sure that you're not biting off more than you can chew at the beginning. Like what are some things we can do at home to see how we're getting on? Is it something just as simple as that?
Yeah, I think a simple push-up test. Push-up test is really effective. So first of all, knowing where you're at with the push-up movement itself. Some people do push-ups off a windowsill or off a worktop. Some are at the other extreme where they're putting weights on their back and putting their feet up on benches and things like that. Just understanding where you're at with the push-up, where you are in terms of the progression of it, and then just see how many you can do. You know, just go flat out, see how many you can do, take a note of the number and then retest it a few weeks later. The other one for the legs is we talked already about the wall squat hold. If you do that, if you get up against the wall, slide down, get a stopwatch on, time yourself to see how long you can hold that position and then go back and retest in a few weeks. They're good solid tests, you know. And
you'd be so proud of yourself as well when you actually do up it, because you nearly feel like, you know, if you're like 3 or 4 weeks working out and you're like, oh, I'm not doing any better. But if you went from 30 seconds to like a minute.
Exactly.
That's huge.
It is. Yeah, it is. And it, like you see that progression. We all need that as well. Mm-hmm. We all want to see that we're improving. But they're two simple ways. You can also make up your own. You can, if you like doing, let's say, lunges.
Yeah.
You could say, right, I'm going to see how many lunges I can do in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then just repeat it again a few weeks later.
Straight going. Yeah. If people want to give this a try, where are the videos that you have for them again up on YouTube?
So ask Gary Brown Training on YouTube. Okay. You'll find them there.
Fantastic stuff. Gary, thanks a million. Thanks for coming in with us today.
My pleasure.
That was Gary Brown, chartered physiotherapist and online fitness coach.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.